Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Amen? Okay, so now understanding that, when we begin to understand that language is of vital importance, we start to have another perspective on our situations, on things around us. And instead of talking like you might have talked before, where you talked about just what you felt were facts, you stay with kingdom. Because you understand the significance of kingdom language. I want to show you something here that, and I touched on it before, but I want to go a little deeper with it. You know, language has two effects on people. It will either divide and destroy, or it will unite and empower. Language. See, this battle is not fought with, you know, grenades and, you know, F-15s and, you know, battleships in that. There's a warfare plane, and on that warfare plane, the battle is waged with words. Amen. That's why God has given us His Word. Okay? Now, language. Language, a definition of it is the words, their pronunciations, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. Words, their pronunciations, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. A form or style of verbal expression. It's a system of signs, symbols, and rules, and we use them to carry information. Now, through language, apostolic dimensions are released into the earth. Let me say that again. Through apostolic language, apostolic dimensions are released into the earth. We have to rid ourselves of old traditional, I don't mean to sound critical here, but denominational stuff, you know, that you learn back in the old church. It might be cute and, you know, it might be, you know, something that we, you know, say here and there in jest, but in order to establish apostolic dimensions, there's got to be apostolic language. It's got to be a language that we speak. And the devil knows when we're speaking a certain language, you know, you suddenly become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. First of all, the gates of hell are not advancing. The gates are trying to keep us from advancing. But the church is advancing. We are advancing the kingdom. Every time we speak, listen, that's how tight this thing is. Every time we speak, every time we decree and declare apostolic language, we are advancing kingdom. Understand that. This is how intense this warfare is in that exosphere. Now, the vehicle to carry apostolic dimensions, as I said, is language. That's why you can't be talking crazy. You know what I mean? When I say crazy, complaining, murmuring, talking about what you don't have, talking about how busy the devil is, how bad things getting. You know, wait a minute. I'm going to show you something here. You're making a big mistake talking like that. Now, it may look like that, but our mandate here, we've been mandated to subdue. Now, it might be getting darker in the world, because the system is broke and it's run by corrupt people. But we are not in that system. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And therefore, our mandate, we have another mandate to establish a kingdom. And heaven is backing us with a pure language. Amen. So, when we speak these things, this heavenly language, and I'm not just referring to tongues, that's a part of it, but that's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the language of the kingdom. Actually, I'm referring to Bible, the Word of God, versus some of our whack philosophies and, you know, unbelief and stuff that really is not in alignment with the Word. Amen? Okay, so the vehicle to carry, listen, dimensions, these heavenly dimensions, these kingdom dimensions is language. Language expands, it builds, it enlarges the territories, both natural and spiritual. Language is used by God to unveil mysteries, to establish the kingdom of God. It expands, it builds, it enlarges territories. Let me say that again. Language expands and builds, it enlarges territories, both natural territories and spiritual territories. You know, the United States is becoming such a melting pot that in certain places, you almost have to be bilingual. Why? Language. So it is in the spirit. What are you saying in reference to your finances? I'm not talking about one day, you know, when you get a bonus or something. I'm talking about what are you saying consistently over your finance, over your children, over your body, over the church, over the community, over are you enlarging kingdom principle, giving God more and more place, or are you just being conformed and pressured into what the world thinks and what the world is saying? Therein lies the battle on the warfare plane of the mind. All right? So, language has two effects on people. It divides and destroys. Give me Ephesians chapter 2. I want to show you something here I believe will bless you and give you a deeper insight into this. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, and then give me James chapter 3, verse 6. Ephesians 2 and 2. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course. Someone say course. You walked according to the course of this world. Say course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Let me pause there a moment. According to the course of this world. You know, in school, if you're taking math, let's say you're taking algebra, you're taking an algebra course. Okay? So that course is going to have terminology that refers to algebra. It's not going to refer to English or biology. It's an algebra course. Well, the word says here, at some time or another, we walked according to the course of this world. We walked according to the course of this world. All right, somebody say course. Course. Everybody there? Yes. With the word course. We walked according to the course of this world. Get it up. According to the prince of the power of the air. Now remember, the course has terminology. Language. It's a course. That's how you know when you get in an English class, it's talking English. You get in algebra, it's talking algebra. You get into biology, it's talking biology. Different terminology, different courses. There's a course of this world. And it says that the prince of the power of the air, he's the prince of this course. He's the prince of this terminology. that is the course of this world. How many people in the world speak a certain way? They talk alike. I don't care what language they speak. They talk alike because they are governed by the prince of the power of the air, and they walk according to the course of this world. That's why they don't know you. That's why they don't like you. That's why they can't identify with you. They don't speak what you speak. They don't understand you. They don't get you. You speak another dialect. They don't like you. Amen. They don't get along with you because they speak something else. According to the course of this world. And it says that the prince of the power of the air. Take a look at that when you get a chance. When it's talking about the prince of the power of the air, the word air is pneuma, breath. He's the prince of the power of the air, of the breath, of the breath that's coming out of men that is in the course of this world. He governs that. That's how he governs the system. He's the prince of the power of the air. How many know all of us, when God made man, he breathed into man. Amen. And man cannot speak without breathing. Amen. Every time he speaks, breath goes out. Amen. And that old nature, which is not born again, is following the course of this world. And so Satan gets his power. He's the prince of the power of the air. How does he get up in here? Through people. Through what people say. Through what they believe. Through them opening their big mouth. Through them being in agreement with darkness. So he becomes the prince of the power of the air. He has no authority here. He's got to go through man. And so there's a course of this world. Perilous times shall come, for men shall become. And so they wield or they yield their authority to the prince of the power of the air. Amen. Get it back up. According to the prince of the power of the air. Are we clear on that? Does that make sense to you? The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. They are snared by the words of their mouth. You know, when you weren't saved, most of y'all cussed, lied, you know, said stuff. You know, you weren't saved. You were walking after the course of this world, a child of disobedience. I don't care if you didn't smoke cigarettes. I don't care if you didn't lie. You're still not saved with your sweet self. You're still going to hell because you were still under the power of the prince of the power of the air. You were nice, but you weren't saved. That's an indictment. You know, you were nice. You wouldn't kill a mosquito, but you still go bust hell wide open because you weren't saved. You were still after, you maybe had a real good upbringing, but you understand what I mean? You're still under that governing power because he's the prince of the power of the air. And the only way to get out of that is to be born again. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into his kingdom, into the kingdom of his dear son. We've been translated. We've been delivered from there. So we are of another kingdom. And so therefore our language has to change. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.